So you poured your heart and soul into your client-attracting book. You launched it, sales spiked, and then they fell off a cliff. You know, you're not alone if that's happened to you. But you know what? You don't have to accept it, because in this episode, I'm going to be sharing 10 strategies to keep sales going from bestseller to backlist.
Are you an entrepreneur, small business owner, or consultant looking to boost your authority, influence, and impact? The Author Switch podcast with best-selling, award-winning author Karma Spence is your answer. Tune in for actionable advice, powerful strategies, and engaging interviews to turn on your author switch and take your business to the next dimension.
The Author Switch.
Hi, and welcome to the Author Switch podcast. I am your host, Karma Spence, and I help executive coaches, business leaders, and consultants write, publish, and market client-attracting books so that they can grow their business. And I do it so that it's fun, and I even use AI tools to make it go faster. Today, I am talking about backlist sales. Just in case you don't know what backlist means, basically that's you've got your front list, that's what you're working on now, what's your primary focus, and your backlist are the older books. And a lot of people experience older books sales dropping. And that's probably going to happen compared to launch, but it doesn't have to drop so much that you're like, why am I even bothering? So in this episode, I'm going to be sharing with you 10 different strategies that you can use to help your backlist titles sell for years to come. The first one, I just want to talk about why most books lose steam after launch. When you launch, more than likely, you're going to experience this big spike and then an alarming drop in sales. But this isn't irreversible. It happens when authors don't have a long-term marketing plan in place. Your book isn't just a launch event, especially if you want to attract clients with it. It's an evergreen asset that can keep working for you year after year after year if you've got the right systems. So instead of letting your book collect digital dust, think of it as a business tool, one that should be reintroduced to new audiences regularly through fresh content and promotions. So here's my first tip. Leverage your bestseller status for ongoing visibility. I almost always say that I'm a best-selling author because I have several books that became bestsellers. Therefore, I am a best-selling author, and I use this to help give me credibility, give me authority, and I also use it to sell those books more, because if it sold bestseller then why wouldn't you want to buy a copy of it? It obviously did well. It's got something worth buying. So just because your book was a bestseller once doesn't mean that you have to stop leveraging that achievement. You can use it in your bio, your speaker sheet, your media pitches, and on your website. It is a credibility booster for years to come. If your book hit bestseller in a niche category, don't let imposter syndrome make you downplay Amazon bestseller. It still holds weight, especially when used in the right contexts. Turn your bestseller status into an ongoing content. Share behind-the-scenes stories of how you got there, testimonials from readers, and impact your book has had since it launched. If you're really lucky, people are telling you, hey, I read your book and blah, 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 blah. I still get people sometimes saying, hey, you wrote Public Speaking Superpowers? I read that, blah, 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 blah. Or I heard about it in Toastmasters, blah, 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 blah. It still happens. And that book came out in 2018. It's a good book. And the word is spreading. So if you wrote a good book, the word can spread about your book as well. Another tip here, the power of evergreen marketing for your book. Book marketing isn't just about one-time promotions. It's about setting up an evergreen ecosystem that continues to drive traffic long after that first sales launch. And I talk about this in my book, Serve Up Your Book, which is about 99, I think it's a 99 cents, maybe $1.49 on Amazon. It's a Kindle book. And I talk about how there's marketing things you need to do throughout the book's life cycle. There's before you start writing, there's while you're writing, there's before launch, there's during launch, and then there's after launch until that book becomes irrelevant. Marketing is not a one and done thing. It's not a set it and forget it thing. It is an ongoing thing that you're tweaking and innovating and continuously reintroducing your old backlist books to new audiences. Think of your book like an online course. You wouldn't launch it once and then never mention it again, right? You put a lot of work into that. Set up a repeatable system that keeps new eyes on your book every month. Yes, I often mention public speaking superpowers. To this day, I mention Home Sweet Homepage. I mention Bonkers with Bunk Cakes. And I published that in 2007. These are all good books. Why wouldn't I reintroduce it to new audiences? One of the simplest ways to keep your book relevant is to tie it to ongoing trends and conversations in your industry. Use it as a reference point for blog posts, interviews, and social media discussions. So there's one day in the year, and sometimes even an entire month, that celebrates public speaking. I'll often use that month to talk up my book because it's relevant. And if there's a website day, I might talk about Home Sweet Homepage. Basically, you're tying what the conversation that's going on in people's head to a book you already have published, no matter how old it is. As long as it's still relevant, why wouldn't you introduce it to new audiences? My next tip is about repurposing. You repurpose your book content for maximum exposure. Now, you've already done the hard work writing your book, right? Now it's time to milk that content for all it's worth. Turn chapters into blog posts, social media snippets, and email sequences. Your book is a gold mine of content opportunities. A single chapter can be turned into a LinkedIn article, a podcast discussion, a webinar topic, a YouTube video, all without writing anything new. In fact, I currently have a GPT that you can request. I will put it in the show notes, where you upload the text version or PDF version of your book to the GPT. You push the button and it creates an entire outline for a course based on that book. Voila! Repurposing is re-wonderful. My next tip is how to keep generating reviews for your book. Now, I will admit I don't do this very often just because it's just not one of the techniques I'm focusing on, but I do know that it can really help your book. Having reviews helps your book. The more recent reviews a book has, the more Amazon pushes it in search results. So don't stop asking them after launch. In fact, I occasionally send out to my email list, hey, if you've read my book, can you review it, please? Because new people are coming on my email list. They may have read the book. Please review it. If you've read my book, any of my books, please go on Amazon and review it. I really, really appreciate my reviews. Sometimes even when they irk me. So there you go. Be honest. Don't do it because I said so. Do it because you enjoyed the book. Or maybe you didn't. Hopefully you did. Hopefully you found value. So make it easy for readers to leave a review. Add a QR code inside your book or send an automated follow-up email thanking them for reading and asking for a quick review. Now, that second part is a little harder if you sold it on some other source. But if you put in an opt-in in your book that's tagged, people who opt into this list or have this tag came from my book, nowhere else, then you can send out an email to everyone with that tag saying, hey, thank you for buying my book. Would you mind writing a quick review on Amazon? It's fairly easy to automate that. You might not get everybody who bought your book, but you will get everybody who subscribed to your email list, and they are more likely to do you a favor and write a review than people who don't. Now I'd like to take a quick commercial break, and then I will return with five more tips to help you keep your backlist selling for years. My name is Karma Spence, and I'm the author of Serve Up Your Book, a book about book marketing throughout the entire life cycle of your book, from before you start writing all the way to after you launch. A lot of authors don't think about book marketing until the book's already written. The problem with that is your book may sell or it may not. But if you bake marketing into your book from the get-go, you have a much better chance of reaching bestseller, of selling more books, and converting readers into clients. I think the most surprising thing that most authors that I've talked to who have read the book have found is the idea that book marketing starts before you even come up with your book idea. You bake the marketing in from the get-go. When you do that, you are much more likely to have success with your book. And most authors just don't think about it that early. Do you want to sell more books? Then read this book. Serve Up Your Book, available now on Amazon. Hello, and welcome back to the Author Switch Podcast. I am your host, Karma Spence, and I help executive coaches, business leaders, and consultants write, publish, and market client-attracting books so that they can grow their business. In the first half, I explained why keeping repeated sales of your book past launch is important, and I shared with you four different tips, strategies, maybe five in there, of how you can keep your backlist selling for years. Now I'm going to continue with five more. The next one is using speaking to keep the sales going. Your book is your best business card. Every time you step onto stage, you should be mentioning it, using stories from it and making it a part of your authority. It's kind of like me right here on my podcast mentioning, hey, I wrote Public Speaking Superpowers. Hey, I wrote Home Sweet Homepage. Every time you're speaking, see if you can work in that book as part of one of the stories that you tell. If you have a signature talk, integrate your book into it. Mention key frameworks or examples from your book and make it available as a part of your speaker package. Always give event organizers a reason to mention your book. Suggest that they include it in event swag. Offer it as a freebie for attendees or those who sign up to your email list. You can do this as a physical book. The smaller the book, the better, because the thicker the book is going to cost you more. It really depends on what you think the ROI of that particular speaking event is. Or you can always offer it as a free ebook. It's fine. That is still valuable. My next tip is podcast guesting. This is a great long-term book sales tool, machine, strategy. A single podcast interview can continue to drive book sales for years. It's amazing, especially if that episode is well optimized and repurposed. Unlike social media posts, which disappear minutes, hours, days later, podcast interviews tend to live on indefinitely for some, or at least for a few years for others, ranking in search results and bringing in new readers continuously. The key to using podcasts for book sales is to have a clear call to action. Offer a bonus chapter, a free workbook, or some other exclusive content to people who listen to that podcast that will direct listeners to your email list, and then give them the book, offer them the book, something like that. Another idea is the subscription model. You can build an email list for your book this way. If you don't build an email list around your book, you're missing out on one of the biggest opportunities of turning readers into long-term fans and clients. Books are great for attracting attention, but email lists are where the real relationship building happens. Give readers a reason to subscribe with a free workbook, a behind-the-scenes content, or even a bonus chapter. An email list lets you keep selling your book on autopilot because you created an automated sequence. to introduce new subscribers to your book and guide them towards buying that book. Next tip is to turn your book into a movement. It becomes part of your personal brand. A book doesn't just sell itself, it sells you. If you frame it as part of your larger mission, it becomes more than a product. It becomes a movement. Think beyond selling books. What's the bigger conversation your book contributes to? That's what keeps people talking about it and sharing it long after launch. The most successful authors don't just write books. They build communities around their message. Start a Facebook group, a LinkedIn community, or even a live Q&A series to keep your book's message alive. Last tip, when and how you relaunch your book for a second wave of sales. Books aren't a one and done product. You can relaunch it at any time for an anniversary, a new edition, or just because you want a fresh burst of attention. I did this with Public Speaking Superpowers. It first sold in 2018 and only made it to number two because number one was a television celebrity person who had, you know, her own TV show. How was I to compete? So a few years later, I actually purchased a bestseller campaign for Home Sweet Homepage, but then took it to bestseller all by myself. So I said, hey, can we switch books? So that person took Public Speaking Powers and brought it to number one bestseller in three categories several years after it was originally published. So you can do one of these bestseller campaigns over and over and over again, constantly refreshing your book. In fact, there's a company that does these little advertising companies that are very reasonable. I will put a link to them in the show notes because when I have time to think about it, they have some great promotions and they often bring my book up to bestseller with one blast from to their list. It's really quite helpful. And if you continually do this every few months or at least once a year, you can keep your backlist selling over and over and over again. Now, another way to create this relaunch is to bundle your book with new bonuses, create a limited time offer, or repackage it for a different audience. These are ways to breathe new life into an older book. If your book has been out for a while, refresh the marketing, update the Amazon description, get new testimonials, and pitch yourself for fresh media opportunities to bring it back to the spotlight. In fact, I have it in my calendar that every so often I go to Amazon and I refresh my book descriptions. And I do this regularly. I think it's like every 6 months. I can't remember how I programmed it. It's been a while because I've been doing this for a while. But that can actually bring in new sales because now it's attracting new keywords. So there you go. A whole bunch of things that you can do to keep your backlist selling. Don't settle for your book sales dropping off a cliff. Keep them coming back for more over and over again and reintroducing your wonderful work to new audiences. This is Karma Spence saying ciao for now. If you've enjoyed this episode of the Author Switch podcast and would like to show your support, there are a few ways that you can do that. First, I encourage you to subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode. Additionally, leaving a rating and review would greatly help me reach more listeners and continue providing valuable content. To stay up to date with the Author Switch podcast and gain access to additional information on amplifying your authority, influence, and thought leadership through books, you can follow me on LinkedIn at Karma Spence. For those interested in catching up on previous episodes, including those no longer available on podcast platforms, you can find them all at authorswitch.com/episodes, where you can choose to watch or listen to them at your convenience. Thank you so much for your support and for being a part of the Author Switch community.